Om Sai Ram. My hearty prayers to Sai Baba to take care of all those devotees who completely surrenders to you. Today, I will be talking about a wonderful story from the book Sign at 366, the happening on 17th June, which talks about, was it true? Sai Baba has been saving a lot of people. At times, Sai Baba himself used to tell as to whom did he save, and out of curiosity, people present at that time used to talk to such people whom Baba saved and were getting to know the miracles through them directly. Sometimes it was not clear as to whom he saved, since they were conveyed through signals or actions. On another hand, those who were saved used to thank Sai Baba, and then others could learn about the happenings of such miracles or the realities of those miracles. Once Nana Saheb Chandorkar and Mukund Shastri Lele were travelling in a horse cart. Suddenly, the horse stood on its back feet. The cart was thrown at a distance. At the same time, Sai Baba, who was with other devotees in Dwarka Mai, said, Nana Saheb Chandorkar is about to die, but should I allow him to die? Those who heard those words could understand that Nana Saheb Chandorkar was in trouble somewhere. If Sai Baba would not say those words, Nana Chandorkar would have died. What would have happened to Lele could not be known, but both were saved due to Sai Baba's grace. After a few days after this incident, both Nana Saheb and Lele had come to Dwarka Mai, offered namaskar to Sai Baba. Bapu Saheb Jog was present at that time, asked Nana Saheb Chandorkar about the words of Sai Baba and wanted to know whether it was true. They informed the truth to Jog. They asked this not out of disbelief on Sai Baba's words, but they wanted to hear the greatness of Sai Baba through them. This information was given by Lele Shastri to B.V. Narasimha Swamiji after Nana Saheb Chandorkar passed away on June 17, 1936. Lele further said that Sai Baba knows Sanskrit language. He ordered him to read Taittiriya portion from Narayanopanishad. Accordingly, Lele read it in presence of Sai Baba for 10 days. He got good command over it. He used to teach to Kaka Saheb Dikshit as well. Great knowledge were developed to those people whom Sai Baba ordered to read, like Shama, Nimonkar, etc. were the examples for the same. Let us wait for Sai Baba to order us to read. Moral of the story. Baba is omnipresent. He knows what happens to his devotees all the time and is always available to rescue them from bad happenings. It's all about devotees' complete surrender and full faith towards Baba, which saves them from unseen, unknown calamities. Baba always takes special care about the spiritual progress as well of his devotees. He always recommends his devotees to read sacred books and be in the company of pure natured souls around them, which means satsang. Learning can not only happen through reading books. It can also happen by listening the discourses of God, by talking and sharing experiences of God or Sadhguru. So let us all start the practice of either reading sacred books or listening to the discourses which many gurus have given. Bow to Shri Sai, peace be to all. For more audios, please visit sailelas.com. Jai Sai Ram.